There you go.
Okay, well, I'm gonna call our meeting to order on January 18th. You all should have gotten our packet on Friday. Thank you, Tui. The first item of business is approve the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
I'll second it. Any updates? Changes? See none? All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Great. Minutes are approved. Moving on to the loans, we have three loans that we are looking at reviewing today. A little over 800K in total. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
I so move.
Okay, I'll second that. Rich, do you wanna, is there anything of note in these three loans that we are looking at today?
Not a lot. You know, two of the loans are to Lake Districts for the purchase of weed harvesters. The loan number two is to the town of Washington in Door County to finance the purchase of land that is going to be used for a town park. They're also going to use some of the money for road repairs and the repair of an observation tower. That's all I have on the loans.
Well, I can tell you, Rich, as someone who grew up swimming in Polk County lakes, especially knowing Blake Lake District, I think that is a smart purchase. So any questions for Rich? See none. All those in favor of approving the three loans today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
The loans are approved. Tom, I think it's safe to assume there's no update on the paper mills, and maybe this is something we can actually remove from the agenda moving forward.
I think it would be appropriate to remove from the agenda. You are correct. There's nothing to update you on, but if anything does come up, I will include that as part of my executive secretary's report in the future.
I appreciate it. So there is no old business, no new business. So Rich, the chief investment officer's report.
I'll keep it short today. I did want to mention that market interest rates are starting to go up, which was really expected following reports of rising inflation. You know, in fact, the yield on the 5- and 10-year treasuries have gone up nearly 0.5% in the last 30 to 45 days. In response, the investment committee approved selling $35 million in lower yielding corporate bond funds that were at risk for declining values. And the Q4 board reports will be sent for the next meeting that'll be held in early February. And that's all I have for today.
I mean, that's some big movement, Rich. We appreciate it. Great. Tom, the executive secretary's report.
Rich was being a little bit too humble there.
I agree.
What he didn't say was that he recommended that we sell just before the 10-year treasury and 5-year treasury took another jump upwards, which would have resulted in a decrease in value of those funds that we sold out of. So the timing was very good there. And I know Rich doesn't like to talk about success in timing transactions, but this was. Anyway, with respect to my report, first of all, based on the formula in our investment policy statement, our common school fund distribution for this spring is scheduled to be $40.6 million. This will again be a record annual regular distribution for public school libraries and students. We did make a slightly higher total distribution in the first year of the pandemic, when we made an additional special distribution to provide additional funding support for distance learning. But as we review our fund's performance and the effect of the smoothing fund, we will also review whether we may be able to decrease the size of the smoothing fund slightly and therefore increase the annual distribution in the near term. So we'll be reporting back to the board in the near future on this topic. Next thing, the normal school fund is also heading toward a record distribution this year. of $1,070,000 to the UW. The distribution to the UW is actually earmarked in the statutes for particular programs and scholarships. But one of those earmarks is scheduled to sunset in mid-fiscal 2023, not the end of the year, but mid-fiscal 2023. So without legislation, more than half that annual distribution will be held in suspense without an appropriation to spend it. So I've been working with the board chair on finding a home for those monies. We've been working with the UW and a few legislators on possible legislation that would provide some forgivable loans or scholarships for teachers. Number three, we are working on responding to a sizable open records request from the Lakeland Times for documents related to land purchases and exchanges in the last three calendar years. We should be wrapping up that soon, so you may see an article or two in the Lakeland Times in the coming months. And finally, the State Education Convention is starting this week, and although it will be expected to be a much smaller convention than in past years because of the pandemic, I was planning on attending for a while and providing information to people they may be interested in the trust fund loan program or the Common School Fund and how we're supporting public education in the state. And that's my report for today.
Thank you, Tom. Any questions for Tom? I just want to build actually off of Tom's report briefly, since I actually did have dental surgery late this morning, so you guys aren't going to have to listen to me for too much longer. But I also want to just echo Rich, nice job on timing those sales, because I haven't gotten to congrats. I think it was just well done before after we connected with our last investment meeting. I also just want to share that Tom's comment about the normal school fund and this opportunity to potentially provide student loan forgiveness or scholarship for teachers, I think would be a really great opportunity and something that we're working very diligently on. And then last week I did sit down with the state superintendent, and she was thrilled to know about our distribution this year. And as the board commissioners know, this is something that we will be rolling out with WMDA. And I know that DPI also wants to be involved as well, but it's definitely something to celebrate. And I will keep the commissioners posted as far as kind of what that rollout looks like. Any questions? Okay, moving to future agenda items. Is there any future agenda items?
None for me.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I'll second that. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh. Have a good week, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care.